Okay, good morning, everybody. So Chamishi of Bo features a conversation that we'll have one day with our children. Ma'avodah azos lachem, v'amartim zevach pesach hu la'ashem, asher pesach al-batei b'nei yisrael b'mitzrayim b'nok pos, mitzrayim v'espateinu yitzil, v'yikodam v'yishtachavu. Rashi has a beautiful triple formulation that it was hoda'ah v'hakara sato v'yishtachavu al-besoris ha-gu'ula, bi'as aretz, and zera, really three different gifts and blessings, at once. The Svarno has a remarkable interpretation. Ma'avodah hazos lachem. This is, the children are going to say that this korban is different than other korbanos. All korbanos that are affiliated with Mo'adim are brought on the Yantif, and this isn't brought on a Yantif. A very fascinating point, just, as a kind of a melitza, od chazon lemoed, and this is really a shir in its own right, right? The Isser Malacha of Yadalid is generated by the korban. Normally, korban is a reaction to kedushas hayom. That was the Rav's approach to Hallel and Chalukin of the korban Hosein. Kedushas hayom generates a korban by korban Pesach Yudalid. It's not a moed. The korban generates a quasi moed, right? Chag haPesach, a very important idea. Anyway, that's the first aspect of the question, a lamdisha question, right? Even though this is affiliated by the Mechilta with the Rasha, right? That's not the pshat, the ma'avodazo slachem, right? So what's going on here? It's a lamdisha question, there's no Mikra Kodesh, there's no Yisra Melacha. And second of all, the Tamid is nishchat, in a way that's different than all the other korbanos, right? Aleha, hakasav hashleim, that Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, bookend the Avoda. So this is brought, Tabid Nishchat, right? This is brought after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So how could that be? So it's a rule breaker in those two respects. And the answer is, Avach Pesach Hul Hashem Asher Pesach HaBatei B'nei Mitzrayim and HaKpos Mitzrayim V'Espateinu Yitzio. If you want to understand, why, it's because you can't bring a Korban at night. And this is really all about an event that took place at night. And therefore we do it, maybe it's a little symbolic, but we do it at the time, and that is nota to the Erev, Bein Ha'arbayim, after the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. If we could do it at night, we really would, but it's oriented towards the nighttime, and it's anticipatory of the Moed that we'll have, which is, it itself is not brought, on the Moed, but can't be done at night, so it's done beforehand. And in addition to that, this sort of, puts a third point in there, which is, why does, all of the korbanos of the Moadim are korbanos at Sibor, so one suffices, Sirizi Mechad L'Chatas, why do we have it for everybody? And the answer is, because everybody was saved, right? Each individual is Mechuyav Mekarban Pesach, because each one experienced Geula. And that's really part of the theme that we've been talking about. Yatzu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yitzrayim al tziv osam. Tziv osam, as Svarno said previously, is kol yachid uprat, b'chlal, that each one was nigal, v'espateinu yitzil, each bias has its own, hoda'ah, has its own hakara satov. It wasn't just Klal Yisrael that was saved, but each member of Klal Yisrael was saved in its own right. So the three dimensions. We could do it at night, we would, so we do it after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. We can't do it during the Moed, but we do it in anticipation of the Moed, and it's each and every one. It's a Karban Yachid, not just a Karban HaTzibor.